It was a day to celebrate the girls. Before the clock started at the Wrangell versus Petersburg girls' youth basketball game, the players and crowd took a moment to celebrate the girls and women who came before them in honor of National Girls and Women in Sports Day.
What's your first and last name?
Faith Ivy.
And why do you play basketball?
Because my whole family plays it and I love it.
What do you think is great about being a girl and playing basketball?
It's just a lot of fun to hang out with friends and do it and stuff.
I'm Helen Decker.
And why do you play basketball?
Because it's very energetic and I don't know, it's just like a really fun sport.
Do you want to play other sports?
I'm pretty sure I'm going to play soccer this year.
What does National Women and Girls in Sports Day mean to you?
It means like, it's like a good honor because girls didn't used to be able to play a lot. They didn't be able to play at sports at all. And at one point they didn't even be able to go to school. So I think it's like a really good honor for girls to actually like get a piece of something, you know?
My name is McKenna Hammer.
And how old are you?
I'm 11.
And why do you play basketball?
Because it's fun, my mom plays it, and it's just really fun and challenging to do.
And what does this day mean to you?
I think it's like a good day because, you know, boys have their day, you know, like a lot, and girls don't really have a day much, so it's an honor to have just that one day even to have it.
And what got you into sports?
My mom.
And what would you guys tell younger girls who want to play sports?
It's like you like never to drop down, like when someone older or bigger than you is, or taller or something, is in front of you and you're supposed to guard them. Do like take on that older person because in your mind, if they shut you down, then your whole body shuts down.
Don't give up. I mean, yeah, there is probably going to be lots of people taller than you, and you're probably going to have to guard them, but don't give up. If they, like, make a shot and make it, don't, you know, feel bad on yourself. It might be your first year.
I'm Adrian McLaughlin. I'm the girls and the co-ed all-star basketball coach this year for 2010.
And what got you into sports?
Well, I've been playing. Basketball's always been a strong passion of mine among many other sports. But I've coached the Park and Rec in previous years, and this year I was asked to come back and coach these girls, which are a lot of the girls that I've coached in third and fourth in the younger group. So I've been involved indefinitely in the basketball department for a long time. We just played Petersburg, and we fell to the Petersburg Vikings, but, you know, you wouldn't even know if you walked in the gym from the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. You know, the girls look and are having the same energy and the same fun they are from the beginning to end, no matter what the scoreboard is. The scoreboard is just something that actually annoys us and makes us stop playing and having fun in different parts of the game.
The score didn't matter at Friday's game. It was about girls working hard and accomplishing something together. For KSTK, I'm Charlotte Durin.